Hey, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Action Feature Editor. Today I have a fabulous director, writer, producer. I think this guy did it all. I think he actually even did catering, but he'll tell us about that. Ravel Story, the big grand poobah of it, Nathaniel Horton. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Is there a task, a job you didn't do on this movie?
I didn't DP it. We actually hired somebody to shoot it named Sam Black. He's an amazing DP. So, yeah, we hired him to shoot it. Yeah.
So when you're creating this, where does this idea, like, it's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, this was actually inspired by a couple of murder mystery movies that I was watching. One of them was actually 2000s and 2022's The Batman, which was actually a murder mystery type movie. Another one was inspired by Chinatown, you know, Zodiac, and Seven. Yeah, that's, I took inspiration from those movies and decided to make my own.
So, okay, you're taking inspiration from, I don't mean to be rude, multi-million dollar movies, like more money than I have to make a film, and you're watering that down to your size film.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big project, I would say.
Yeah, it was. We decided to take a risk because, you know, people really don't make murder mysteries like that. So we just say, you know, let's try to create our own and, you know, put our own spin to it.
So how did you resolve? So how long did it take you to write this script?
Well, honestly, the first time I wrote the script was way back like in 2015. And I tried to pitch the idea to some film students. But that didn't really go so well. So, you know, the project got shelved and I decided to pick back up the script and rewrite it. So we've been trying to make this movie since 2016. And we finally got it off the ground. We decided to rewrite the script, me and my team. And so we wrote the script around 2022. And then we decided to make it into a film and sit down with a bunch of people.
Okay, so you got that. Now, I want to discuss some of the acting. I would say they're newcomers. I'm trying to be as polite here as I can. And how do they feel trying to act for the first time in front of a camera? Because some of them are perfectly fine. I felt some of them were a little weaker than others.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I did a casting call on like some of the pages so I can get some actors on board. You know, we didn't really have a huge budget to get big names, so we just got a few actors that we can find. Our lead star, which is Lewis Hines, who plays a detective, he was actually one of the leads in my last movie, so I decided to hit him up so he can star up in this one. So far as the supporting cast, we just did a casting call, and I was trying to see that each character, like, did they fit the description, and then I decided to put them in the movie.
So you based it more on look than acting ability, or is it both?
Pretty much both.
Okay. Did you have a script supervisor? Because there's one scene in particular I can focus on the exact scene I want to talk about if you want.
Yeah. We can talk about that scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
You probably know the scene. It's the scene when the woman's coming in to talk to the manager, maybe it's the pastor of the whole church.
Yes.
And he doesn't answer the question.
Yeah.
You know what the scene I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly.
I'm like, did he miss the script? Or I think I'm missing a line because he doesn't answer the question.
Yeah. It's the church accountant. Yeah. And honestly, we actually told him not to do that, not to answer the question, because we wanted him to like throw her off so he can make it seem like he's a suspect. Yeah.
I was just interested in how that worked. I'm like, was that told or is this him going?
Yeah. We told him. Yeah, me and the DP, we told him, like, yeah, how about we just have him lie and, like, don't answer a question.
Did you do any ad-libbing while you were filming this? Was ad-libbing a lot?
I think the only ad-lib scene we did was probably the scene where Lewis is interrogating Miss Maxwell.
Yes.
Yeah, that was probably a little bit ad-lib right there.
Now, when I'm watching this, I felt that your financial, I would really say constraints is the best word I can. That you couldn't really open up some scenes? Did you find that a hindrance?
Yeah, like we had a very small budget. So the beginning of the scene, we was trying to see if we can shoot it like in a real office, but we didn't have the money for it. So we had to use one of the house spaces and kind of dress it up and made it seem like it was a detective office. So we used that scene for the beginning.
Yeah, because you show me a house at the beginning. And whose house is that, by the way?
It's actually my house. It's
Fair
actually my
enough,
house.
it works. And then the church is whose church?
The church is actually one of my friends' church. Yeah.
Okay, because you mean, and then you do, at the end, we have another bedroom scene, but I presume that's the house from the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Did you let them pick their own costumes?
Yes, they did. They all picked their own costumes. Yeah, they did. So we were just trying to set the tone of it. We told them that it was set in, 1970.
Okay.
But yeah, they picked their own costumes.
Now, how did you feel about working on such a tight budget? Are you used to this?
Yes, I am. Like, my first one was like very low. My second film, we shot it like in a park. It was like a mental health film that we shot. But with this one, we had, our budget was only like 4,000, so we didn't have much to work with because we had to pay crew, then we had to feed the actors, and then we had to pay the actors. So we had to try to squeeze everything in to try to make everything work for this film. So we didn't have much, but we tried to make it work for this film.
Yeah, when you're making this film, I mean, obviously, it's 18 minutes, and you kind of, I got to say, cheat at the end, because you kind of don't
Yeah.
really give me the end. Was that a financial hardship for the end, not really to show it to me, or was that always the plan just to credit me out?
Well, honestly, that was just a credit out. Yeah, so we didn't really have a financial, we had a financial problem at the end, so we just said, okay, well, we're just going to kind of end it right here.
That's the way it felt to me. I'm like, I'm missing a scene. I
Yeah,
really thought
yeah.
there should have been one more scene for me to watch.
Yes. Yeah, so we kind of ran out of money and said, you know what, screw it. We got to end it right here, and if people like it, maybe we'll do a sequel, but right now we got to end it right here. Yeah.
Yeah, use constant music throughout this. I found that there's never a minute without music.
Yeah.
Now, whose music are you using?
I'm actually using some of the composer's music that this dude, Jacob. We kind of credit him for the film. He's actually a background extra, so we're using his music throughout the whole film, and it had to be a type of jazzy kind of feel because it's a murder mystery, so we wanted to put jazzy type music in there.
So, if you had more money, what would you have done differently? Would you have extended the film? Would you have gone better locations? I mean, I'm not saying change the cast. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm just saying, how would you use more money?
Oh, most definitely. You kind of answered those two questions. Like, I would definitely use different locations and definitely extended the film. If I had, a bigger budget, it would have been a feature, honestly. Like,
Okay.
it would have been more story to tell, but, we had to cut it down to a short.
Because I just feel that your idea is too big for an 18-minute film.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Yeah.
So do people have the same reaction when they watch the film saying, I'm missing things, like I want more?
Yes. I know when we did the private screening in Jackson, Mississippi, one of the audience members was like, can you please do a sequel? Like, I mean, I feel like there's more to tell, but, we didn't really have the budget to, extend it. We had to end it right there, 18 minutes.
So have you taken this film on the film festival tour, or you've just sort of dumped it somewhere?
I've actually taken it on film festivals. I submitted it to, we just submitted it to Atlanta and New York and California, and we submitted it to like other states. We've only been selected into 5 film festivals, so we got in at 5, and we made it to the finalists in one of the film festivals in Sweden. We made it to the finalists, but we still trying to hear back from the other ones.
Now, in the future, would you make a film this small again, or would you wait to have more money to make it a little bit bigger?
If I'm being honest, I would definitely wait to have more money because I feel like I'm kind of done making smaller movies. I feel like it's time for me to make a feature. I've actually been writing a feature. It's right now I'm still stuck on the page 69. I'm trying to make it at least to 100 pages so we can make a full-blown feature. So once I finish writing, we can kind of talk to some investors, try to see if we can get a lot more money than 4,000. Because, I really want to make a feature.
So when you're acting with new actors as opposed to actors you know, how do you direct them differently?
Well, that's a really tricky question because some actors, it all depends on, have they been trained because there are acting classes, but if they don't really understand a scene, I just kind of sit down with them or break it down with them. But before we even shoot the scene, I do let the actors rehearse so they can get the
Okay.
feel of the character. Yeah.
Interesting. So, do you wish you had some more props at some point during this? I'd like to have seen something.
Yes,
Like, I'd like to
I
see
really
somebody
wish
get
that we would
knocked
have had.
off, or because you're saying it's a murder mystery, but we only know that because your characters tell us.
Well, I wish we would have had, cigarettes, probably for the characters, more cars the characters can drive around. Yeah, I just wish our budget was just a little bit more bigger than we could have extended it and show more and get the feel of it.
Yeah, there's one character I want to focus on makeup on. It's the guy that runs the church's girlfriend. Did you guys make up her white makeup, or she did that herself? Because she
She
seemed
actually did that herself. Because
okay.
what happened was it was supposed to be an actress that was supposed to play her part. But right when we shot that first day, she dropped out like early in the morning. And I was like, crap, we got to find somebody fast.
So how'd you find this person then? If you had to find somebody that fast.
Our lead actor recommended her to kind of come into the film. Yeah, so.
And you're like, okay, giddy up. I got somebody. That's what I
Yeah,
need.
we couldn't shoot this another day. We had to get her in there.
How many days did you have to shoot this?
We shot this in 4 days.
Okay, 4 days. Well, that's a tight shoot.
Yeah, it is. It is, especially on a tight budget. Like we didn't have a big budget.
So, how many takes of each shot do you do if you only have 4 days? One, two at most?
Well, depending on the scene, because in most scenes we shot like five takes,
Okay.
but depending on the performance, because I am big on performance, some actors only needed like two and we can just move on.
Interesting. So, with no budget really to make the film, how do you promote this? Like, I mean, you saw me on a
Honestly,
fluke that I just read a post to find it, but you must do more than that.
what we did was I dropped like a little teaser and kind of told all the actors to share it online. And then on top of that, I dropped a second trailer to kind of let everybody know when the premiere date is. So we did a premiere in my hometown so people can actually come see it. And then I was like, okay, cool. Now it's time to start submitting to film festivals, seeing if we'll get in. So far we've only gotten to five.
Well, hey, gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have to do an interview with interview number one, which I have to apologize for still to this day. I never did a second one. It was not the greatest, but maybe that's why they never came back. But who knows? So, in the future, what do you have to recommend for young filmmakers like yourself with this very small budget? What advice do you have for them?
My advice would be to just really, if you have a good idea, if you have a story that you're really passionate about, take your time, get your family and friends involved, write a great script. If you think your idea is brilliant to share, get a film crew on board. It doesn't have to be somebody that graduated from film school, but just get any film crew, get them on board, see how much they charge, and get your film out there.
Are you ready for some fun questions?
Oh yeah.
Your favorite film, because it's your first time on the show?
My favorite film would have to be Inception by Christopher Nolan. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that choice. One film you want to work with in the future?
I would really like to you saying like direct one or just
Anyone you want to say, if you want to say Denzel, you want to see Meryl Streep, Tom Cruise, this is your choice.
I mean,
Go
I would
shoot for
really love to
yourselves.
direct Jamie Foxx. Dude is just so talented. Yeah.
You never know. He shows up in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If you can get a hold of him, he probably would come, I think.
Yeah, he's talented.
Your last one's kind of weird. Your favorite breakfast cereal.
It would have to be a Cocoa Puffs, maybe. Yeah, that'd be my favorite.
So tell everyone where they can find your great film.
Honestly, you can find our film on Vimeo.com. You can just type in The Rabble Story. We plan on dropping it on Amazon Prime soon. So, you know, we will send out a link for that.
Thank you for your time and have a great evening.
Thank you.